I've got an idea. Why don't we, just for kicks and giggles, take a look at the behavior, bizarre and otherwise, of other people?
As if we so don't. That we can feel better about ourselves.
Sure. If that's the way you want to, you know, if you have to put other people down in order to feel better about yourself.
I was just repeating the sentence you use every day.
I have no idea what you're talking about. 61-year-old woman, this is sad, was repeatedly stabbed in her apartment about 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday in Knoxville, Tennessee. She survived, but it was touch and go for a while. A few hours later, after the incident, a local CBS affiliate went to the woman's apartment, of course, was covering the story. A reporter was interviewing a neighbor who said she was sure that the woman's daughter had done the stabbing. During the report, about 5 minutes in, the daughter saw the news crew, walked up, and confessed on camera to stabbing her mother. Katie Nichols is her name. She looks, well, how do I put it, mentally unstable? She told the camera, quote, "The satanic cult in this city has been casting spells on me for 3-4 days. I came home and found my mom was the ringleader and was trying to kill my daughter." Darn those Satanists.
Do we know that's not true?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and just say, yeah, not true.
Okay.
All right. Looking
I think
at
not true also.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know the story of the Satanist, the one that said she killed like 22 people by the time she was 19?
Also right. Not true.
The Satanist church in that area said, no, she's too evil. We wouldn't have had anything to do with her. How bad do you have to be when the satanic church says...
Too evil for Satan.
The satanic church there is like a lot of other churches. You just show up to show off your new clothes and meet up and see what's going on for the week, right?
What was really hilarious is we're just an atheist organization. I'm sorry, you're worshiping a deity. You better look up the definition of atheist.
That sounds like a t-shirt that could be marketed. Too evil for Satan.
Last week, 40-year-old Julian Guadalupe Pacheco and his ex-wife, 37-year-old Veronica Garcia of Mankato, Minnesota, went out for dinner and some drinks. Oh, that's nice. Wait a minute. Ex-wife? Ex-wife. Things started going bad when Veronica insisted to take Julian on a romantic drive. The problem is she was hammered. He was able to talk her into just driving them home. How about talking her into letting you drive?
Right.
The backstory is they were divorced in 2009, but still live together. Ah, good times.
Divorced
good times. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Still save on the rent. You
know? Living with your ex-wife.
Yeah. And here's why it's not a good idea. Once they got home, they started arguing. And eventually, she picked up a fork and stabbed him in the face.
With a fork.
With a fork. She was arrested and ended up in jail over the weekend because of President's Day. She was there till Tuesday, facing felony counts of second-degree assault with a deadly weapon. And last but not least, this one's my favorite. A warehouse worker in Milford, Iowa, named Robert McKevitt, started getting hungry during a recent shift. Of course, that happens. Mm-hmm. It happens here. So he went to the vending machine to get a Twix bar, and it got stuck. So he banged on it. He rocked it back and forth.
I see
nothing.
Where this is going.
He bit the bullet, put another dollar in, got a different candy bar. It got stuck, too.
Uh-huh.
He flipped. He thought, wait a minute. I work in a warehouse. He jumped behind the wheel of an 8,000-pound forklift, picked up the vending machine, and began dropping it over and over and over. The company's security camera says he dropped the machine from about 2 feet up about 6 times.
And the candy bar still didn't come loose.
Nope. He got his candy bar and he got a few extras, actually, because of all this. Now, the bad news is the company fired him. But wait, he decided that seeing how he got fired, he'd file for unemployment. The judge said, you showed a willful disregard for the employer's property. And you deserved to be fired.
Wait a minute.
No unemployment for you.
I think we have all been there when the vending machine doesn't give us our food and takes our money.
Yes.
I'm a big guy. I can rock that bad boy.
I thought you were going to say he kept rocking it until it fell on top of himself and killed him. That's happened before.
A lot of people do that. Yeah. You rock the vending machine. That thing weighs a ton, literally, and will kill you. So how about that Snicker bar now, Bubba?
I don't care. If I put my dollar in there, that stuff's coming out.
Wow, there's another joke in there somewhere.
Oh, yes, there is, but I'm glad you stayed away.
It's my favorite part of the show.
That's what she said.
A quick look at the news.
A show that's based on self-control.
When? When the heck did that start?
Once in a while.
All right, here we go. You heard about this, right? A Motorhead cruise. A Motorhead-themed cruise is going to be launching in the fall.
Yeah, but Lemmy's almost dead. He's not going to make it that far.
Well, on this cruise, when someone yells, "Oh!" it doesn't necessarily mean they see land. Elton John, Kanye West, and Jack White will headline the Bonnaroo Music Festival. Elton John, Kanye West, and Jack White are my three favorite artists, replied the single weirdest person on earth.
Bonnaroo is a festival used to be for stoners down in Tennessee. How is Elton John going to play to this crowd?
AC/DC plan to record a new song, record a bunch of new songs in May. And to stay true to their devoted fan base, the new album will be released exclusively on cassette tape. There's a new e-cigarette that can play music and receive phone calls. It has Bluetooth technology, as opposed to regular cigarettes, which still just have yellow tooth technology.
Ha!
A new study is claiming that extreme loneliness can have a worse impact on your health than obesity. Ironically, extreme loneliness is also what's impacting your cat's obesity. According to Viking mythology, the girls down in accounting will get that one. According to Viking mythology, the world will end tomorrow. Well, unless it's the Minnesota Viking mythology, then the world has been dead for the last five seasons. A new Georgia law allows people to carry guns in bars and churches.
Well, that's a good idea.
Basically, it's so people in Georgia can carry guns where they like to get drunk. Took you a second, huh?
Yeah.
The average obese woman gets just 1 hour of exercise a year. Or as Wisconsin women call them, fitness nuts. A new study shows some people are genetically predisposed to violence. They're called Middle Easterners. A 101-year-old Florida man is running for Congress. Good for him. I think it's time someone represented Florida's youth. That so ends a quick look at the news. Please, you guys were nervous about those. What's the matter with you? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And, of course, please use all the information contained that we just provided you for good. And not for evil.
Siege says, for a quiet ride, buckle up the empty seatbelt next to a child and tell them not to wake up the ghost. Jonas Polsky, the first step to solving a math equation is admitting that you have a problem. John Friedman, the only part I don't agree with in the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game is I don't care if I ever get back. Ted Travel said, I'm high as a kite. Let me rephrase that. I'm stuck in a tree. Pony Star Wars says, make tomorrow more fun. Unplug the copier at work and put a sign on it that says, new voice now voice activated. Sit back and watch the magic unfold.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.